Does anybody here read their daily horoscope? You got to have the zodiac signs aligned and everything has to be just right before you get out of bed and get going. And I know some of you do, don't. Nobody's going to admit to it. Today you will make new friends. Tomorrow you will inherit a potload of money. Here's some news for you. If you'll get up and go to work, you'll get a paycheck on Friday. That'd work. Anybody else got anything? Won't be long, but I'm going to give you something. 2 Timothy, chapter number 3 tonight. I told Brother Chris I was going to tell his future tonight. He got excited. I know several of you in here love a verse of Scripture found back over in the book of Jeremiah. It talks about an expected end, but that's not where we're going tonight. But bless God, you can have an expected end. You can know that when you leave this life, you don't have to worry about going to hell. That's a blessing. That's a plus right there that you don't have to worry about dying apart from Christ in your sins and having to stand before God at the great white throne judgment and be judged for your sins and in your sins and then be cast out, having him heard him say, depart from me, I never knew you. There's joy in this, but I want to tell you your future tonight. I want you to see what's going to happen. You said, I know what's going to happen. Either the rapture's going to come back, we're getting out of here, we're going to die. Well, you're partially right. But let's just suggest for a little while that the earth goes on and you make it for a few more years, or you and your family, your offspring make it for a few more years. Brother Kenny, we don't know how much longer we got, but it's possible that you've got grandkids that are living now that will go on, maybe even be alive 50 years from now. 50 years now, you won't worry about me being here. I'd be a 100-year-old man, and I don't know. You know, maybe I would be here, maybe I won't be. I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for to be out of here by then and already basking in my Savior's love. Right beside him. We won't have to worry about all the other struggles that come our way. But I want to read a verse, some verses of Scripture tonight. I invite you to stand and give reverence to the reading of God's Word tonight. And whenever you leave here tonight, listen, there's a whole lot of people putting timelines on it again because of the anniversary of Israel's restoration. We're going to build the temple again. And you got Benny Hinn that said now that Billy Graham's gone and he's already getting ready to give a date. And if you'll keep tuning in, he'll give you the date when the Lord's coming back. And you go ahead and watch Benny Hinn or Benny Rooster or anybody else you want to. But the Bible says there ain't no man knows, not even the Son. God knows, and God's going to tell the Son, go get your bride one day, and then we're going to get out of here, Brother Kenny. But until then, bless God, just keep on occupying, doing what he said do till he comes back to get us. But in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, the Bible said in verse number 1, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those which are good. Does any of that sound remotely familiar? Any of that sound remotely familiar? Man, I've never seen the people that do good despise so much. It's amazing. They will be traitors and heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with diverse lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, a long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, and Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, all and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction and instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I'm going to ask, if I can, Brother Chris, to bless our scripture reading, and I'm going to tell you future here for just a few minutes. Amen. As you're being seated even now, let me just say that in the latter day, now I'm not talking about the rapture of the church or us dying and going to either heaven or hell. That's a given. We're all going to live and we're all going to die. Everybody's here tonight. 150 years from now, we'll all be gone, even down to the least. But I would say this tonight, that as if time continues to go, as it is recorded in the book of 2 Timothy here, that the Bible says in the very first three verses there, that sin is going to increase upon the land. And it says that, when you look down through there, it breaks it down that all the different sins, I'm not going to reread it, but you can see those of homosexuality going to come out of the closets. We that are saved by God's grace are going to enter into the secret place. We're going to go into the closet. Sin's going to come out of the closet. And you might as well mark it down. Sin is going to increase. Sin will become more appetizing. And as people present that, they will rebrand it. Bless God, back in the day, and I'm going to be honest with you, back in the day, Brother Tam, when we were little, and I say we, I'm of your generation, just a little bit behind you. Bless God, when a man and woman left their mother's and their father's house and they moved into the house down the street, bless God, they were ashamed that they were down there. Brother Tim, everybody in the community shamed them because we called it shacking up back then. Brother Tim, they down there shacking up. Why? Because the Bible says it's a part of immorality. They're living in ungodliness. They're living in fornication. But let me tell you, in the latter day, and as we go on, Brother Larry, in the future, they won't be called it shacking up. It will no longer be an abomination. It'll be cohabitation. They just living together in a cohabitated lifestyle. They share everything. And then, Brother Tam, if you ain't real careful, the law will step in. Even the laws of the state will say, well, now that they're entered into a common law marriage. You know why they're doing that, Brother Tim? They'll put the common law marriage on it because they know that God alone ordains a marriage between a man and a woman. But what they'll do, they'll say, well, they've been together so long now, they might as well be married. So they'll call it a common law marriage. After 20 years, it don't sound as bad whenever they're married or they had a common law marriage as it does if you say they're shacked up together. But bless God, they'll rebrand that. Brother, they'll say that baby's not a baby till it's born. And then Brother Kenny, they won't call it murder. That's what it is. It's murder in the most serious place, in the most dangerous place for a human being to be right now. In the first 2 months of this year, I was in the mother's womb of a mother that does not want her because there's been more babies killed through abortion already this year than has died from heart attack and lung disease, emphysema and COPD and car accidents and gunshots combined together. There'd been more babies killed from the mother's womb than all the other types of death put together. And Brother Tim, why? Because they've rebranded it. It's no longer murder. It's now a sterile procedure performed between a woman and her doctor for the good of the health of the family. And they'll call that thing a simple procedure. Bless God, it's not simple. Because when I was down there preaching on the street in front of that Planned Parenthood, they gave the microphone to a woman that had had an abortion, and she had had that abortion above 40 years ago. And you know what? To this day, she stood up there, Brother Tim, and she grabbed that microphone. And Brother Eli, she walked around there, and she said, I think about what that youngin' would have looked like. I think about what my daughter would have done. Would she have loved to have sang? Would she have been married now? Would I have grandchildren now? And bless God, Miss Sam, every time that woman wakes up, she's thinking about that girl that she killed. Every time she goes to bed at night, she's thinking about that girl that she killed. But see, you can see it's not a simple procedure. Sin is never simple. Sin is never without consequence. But in the latter day, Brother Tam, as time goes on and into the future, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse, and then it's going to get worse. Sin is going to increase in the land. You might as well mark her down. I'm not here as a pessimist. I don't want to bring anybody down. But even as sin increases, guess what? Whenever it gets dark around us, Brother Kenny, the light shines brighter when it's the darkest. If you don't believe that, I could cut off all these lights and get a little old pin light up here. And Brother Tam, it wouldn't look like much right now. But if you cut off all the light, man, that thing's going to look very bright. And that's the way this is going to be. In the future, Brother Kenny, ain't going to be none other than me and you and Brother Key and Brother Troy and Brother Chris and these other preachers. We're going to have the opportunity of opportunities to rear back, Brother Kenny, and tell this dying, lost, and on the way to hell world how good Jesus is. Amen. Doing just what you just did tonight. Stand up and tell them Jesus loves them.
Amen.
Because hatred, emulation, strife, all these things are just going to abound.
Yes.
It's going to get worse. You say, is it really? Well, the Bible says in the book of 2 Thessalonians, in chapter number 2, in verse number 3, the Bible says, let no man deceive you by any means. Just in what he was saying. Where's the deceit coming from? He said, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away. A falling away first, that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. It's going to come a falling away. You said, well, preacher, we're doing pretty good here. What about the world as a whole? What about the world, Brother Woody, as a whole that's lost and dying and they're heaping unto themselves idols? You said, well, bless God, they don't have no little thing they bow down before. They don't have to have a little Buddha with a big belly to bow down to, as long as they've got a bass boat or this or that, anything else that would distract them from going to the Lord's house, and they go to that thing. That becomes a god unto them. Sin's not only going to become more prevalent, it's also going to become prettier. Not only is it going to become prettier or more attractive unto people, Brother Tim, but it's going to get more violent. It's going to grow worse. You think about some of the things, and Brother Tim, I didn't think that people would get any worse. But every time you think that mankind has just dived into the lowest of depravity, you hear of something else that just like, what? How could that even be? You hear about these people that are doing all abominable things, and you hear about them doing, and I'm not even going to get into it because it's so tragic and I can't even think about it. Brother Larry, you preach to them inside the prisons, and just when you think that it could get no worse, somebody tops it. It's only going to get worse. As a Christian, I'm still in chapter number 3. Just as I said, sin will increase. Bible says right there in chapter number 2, or chapter number 3, in verse number 12, that we're going to suffer for our faith. If time continues to go, you will suffer for your faith. You watch on the national scene now, and you take somebody like the founder of Chick-fil-A. You remember this? You take the founder of Hobby Lobby. You take the founder of other faith-based organizations and businesses. They weren't screaming away with sodomites. They weren't screaming out down with the homosexuals or down with this agenda or down with that. They just, the founder of that just simply gave money to support traditional marriage. And just because he gave money to support traditional marriage, the whole liberal media got a hold of that, twisted that. And you said, oh, you shouldn't bring in liberal and conservative, and you shouldn't bring up right and left. Let's just see what the Bible says about that. I'm going to turn there right now, Ecclesiastes chapter number 10. You said, oh, you're going to go down that road. Well, the Bible just run it through my mind, and God just run it through my mind. It's in the Bible, so I believe it bears looking at just a little bit. You know what we're called as Bible-thumping Christian conservatives? Do y'all know what we are called in the political sense? What are we, Brother Tam? I did. What are we? Hey, somebody over here found it. Macy said, yeah, I'm your little daughter over here. We're the right wingers. Y'all ever heard that? The right wing and the left wing? It'd be a whole lot better when Americans figure out we're part of the same bird. Is that not right or wrong? You got conservatives and liberals. You got Democrats and Republicans. You got the right and the left. Bless God, if you got the right wing and the left wing, are they not on the same bird, for crying out loud? The Bible tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 10, in verse number number 2, read it with me. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, and the fool's heart is at his left. Now that pretty much sums up what it is. But what it is going to happen is the founder of these religious and faith-based organizations, and even in the political sense, they're going to be ostracized and crucified publicly and told don't go do business with them. And Brother Tim, it got so bad that that's college campuses that have just been inundated with liberalism and ideology that's against God. They kicked off the Chick-fil-A founder and shut down the stores and said, get them off of our campus. You will suffer for your faith. But you know what? Brother Chad, they tried to hit that man right in his pocketbook. And you know what? He had record sales for the next like 18 months straight. Why? Because we started eating more chicken. The cows were screaming out to us, eat more chicken. And bless God, Miss Jan, we were listening. And bless God, I couldn't get enough of them little chicken minis. Why? Because the liberals told me and the right winger, we're right winger, we shouldn't be doing that because that man gave money to support traditional marriage. Well, bless his heart. But you see, the thing is he suffers because of his faith. You're going to suffer because of yours. I've had two or three people tell me within the last year, said, I don't know how you're still in a pulpit. Calvary, y'all love me. But the whole world don't love me. The whole world doesn't love this kind of preaching. The whole world doesn't embrace the same ideology we have. You say, what ideology is that? That this book's right and everybody else is wrong. Amen. This is right. That's the only thing I preach is the book. But in the latter day and in the future, you're going to suffer for your faith. I'm going to suffer for my faith. We're going to be silenced. It happened to John the Baptist whenever he walked in and said, Herod, it ain't right you got your brother's wife. That's wrong. So here comes the dance of Herodias. What do you want? Tell me what you want. I want him silenced. That's what she said. She said, I want the head of John in a charger right now. What'd they do, Troy? They brought her the head. What she want? She didn't really want the head of John. She didn't hate him as a person. She hated him for his message. And it's not right for you to be living in sin. And brother, they're going to try to silence the voice.
Oh, yeah.
In the future, it's going to become less and less popular to do what we're doing over here at Calvary. And we're going to end up suffering for the faith. I go back to that passage of scripture. The Bible said, yay, or yes, of the affirmative, all you that live godly in Christ Jesus. What's that next word? What's that word, Woody? Shall suffer persecution. That means it's going to happen. Not only will sin increase and Christians suffer, but the scripture is going to be attacked. It's happened north of the border right now. You know we support the missionary, Brother John Cottle, to Canada. In Canada, the scriptures that I could read tonight about homosexuality being an abomination inside of God, Brother Paul, that's already hate speech above the border. Yes, it is. You said, well, we've got free speech in America. Yeah, look how fast our liberties are being eroded. In the future, Scripture's going to be attacked. They'll change the meaning of it. Y'all ever seen them change the packaging materials and try to change, make you think of something? They'll take the toilet paper cone, Brother Tam. Used to be about that big around because the roll's that big. Well, guess what? The roll's still that big, but that cone in the middle's that big. Why are they doing that? Because you get less of the real thing. You don't get as much striking paper as you used to. Why? Because the cone's bigger. And they'll cut up in the bottom of your fruit jug. You got a big plastic fruit jug? It's the same size it always been. Look up the bottom. That bottom punched up. Got a four-inch hole up in the bottom of it. The middle punched up. Said it gives the bottle better balance. But it also takes 4 inches of your juice out. So they repackage all that. Well, that's the way in the future the Bible's going to be repackaged. Rebranded. I've got you something, Brother Tim, you'll enjoy. You'll love this. Brother, I've got a new version. This thing's so easy to understand, even a kid can understand it. We call this thing the New Revised International Standard Version for Dummies. That's about what it is. And bless God, they sell that as something that you really would want. This was written on a what? Somebody throw that out there. What was the King James Bible written on? A fifth grade level or something like that? Huh? Was it fifth? I believe it was like the fifth or eighth grade level. What was it? The eighth grade. What part of thou shalt not? Do people just not understand? Keely, it's not real hard when it said thou shalt not kill. I mean, that's pretty. I can understand that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. What's hard about that? What is hard about the scriptures? There's nothing hard about it, except that it's hard to live whenever you're trying to live like the devil and live like the Lord's child on the other side. It just doesn't work. I'm not going to be able to preach this whole message tonight. We're going to save it for another time. Satan's going to wage an all-out war. He's going to do that. We'll get into that at another day. Saints, I would just beg you, stay true to the Word of God. I ain't going to get into all that tonight. There's going to be a grand shout one day. A shout. Did you hear what I said? There's going to be a voice of God. There's going to be a trump of God. There's going to be a shout. You heard about the shot heard around the world, Brother Troy? You remember that? They fired the musket, began the war. It was a shout heard around the world. There's going to be a shout heard around the world. And bless God, we're getting out of here. We're getting up when that happens. So in your future, whether you go by a grave or whether you go by a cloud, we're getting out of here one day. Only thing it would behoove you and serve you to do is, Brother Chris, be ready for such an hour as you think not. He's coming. I'm just going to quit tonight. Brother Tim, the future holds something lovely for you. You know why? Because you're a saved man. It holds something lovely for you. It holds something wonderful for you. Miss Sam, you got something to look forward to. We've all got something. Charlie, we got something to look forward to. Miss Cindy, we got something to look forward to. Besides Macy moving out. We've really got something to look forward to. Eternity's going to be wonderful. We get to be with Jesus apart from sin. Amen. Apart from suffering.
Yes.
You know, in the last little bit, he's went with me to the hospital. How many, 2 or 3 hospitals? We've been up and down the road, and you've been on my behalf. I can't tell you how many times. Do you realize, brother, there's coming a day you won't have to worry about the sick and afflicted in body. We won't be making no more hospital visits. You won't stand there and say, I'm here on behalf of the pastor. Why, Brother Chris? Because there ain't going to be no more of that. What, ain't that going to be wonderful? Folks all over the house, let's do 2 things tonight. We're going to start off this way. Brother Donnie Staley tomorrow is going to have a medical procedure. Miss Sandy said that he really didn't want it told, but he does want prayer. I want you that will and can to come and pray for him tonight, but I want you to do this first. How many of you got saved at Calvary? If you can get as close to the spot, you said you got saved. Oh, come here, Brother Tim. Did anybody else get saved right here where I'm? Here comes Gene. Come on. Keela, I know you did. You got saved about 2 months ago right here. Go to your spot. Go to your spot. Do you know what I like to do once in a while, Brother Steve? It happened to me after I announced my call to preach, and I asked God. I said, Lord, there's 2 places I'd like to preach, and one of them was right where I got saved. And bless God, he let me do it. It was about right here at Center Baptist Church. Brother Kim, I've never forgotten. That's my spot. Now, right where you're at, Brother Tim, come on up here. They got a bow. They'll be bowing your backside if you bow right there. Go ahead and bow right here. Wherever you got saved, just start thanking the Lord for what he's did for you. The rest of you, just come on and wants to pray. There's so many people that need to be prayed for. Let me move that for you, brother.